Hello and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. And today I want to talk about a spiritual warfare boot camp we're planning. For once, I'm going to ask you to like and share this video so the news of our plans about this spiritual warfare boot camp can be spread to others who might be interested in attending. Let me start with Ephesians 6:12. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. We at Active Faith, by that I mean me and Dr. Charlie Caraway, our executive director, we've spent many years now teaching strategies and methods of strategic prayer and spiritual warfare because of what this verse talks to us about. We believe that understanding spiritual warfare on some level is essential for all Christians. Yet most churches avoid the topic, or preachers get fired for teaching on this topic. It's critical to understand this, and it changes your life in two big ways. One, it changes how you think. You understand that it's not the person who's treating you bad who's the enemy. It's the unseen being influencing the person who's treating you bad. Okay. And number two, it changes how you pray about it. You might pray, Lord, help me. Help that person to be deaf to the voice of the enemy and only be able to hear the voice of truth. I've personally been teaching spiritual warfare for over 15 years, and Dr. Charlie and I have been involved in it for much longer than that. We're currently in the planning stages of our first international spiritual warfare boot camp. I say international because it's going to be live streamed and can be viewed anywhere in the world, which is one way you can attend. Live or recorded afterwards. You could watch the recording. So here are some things we're planning to cover. Being in covenant with God so you can claim his protection and ask for his strength to overcome. Staking and claiming your city for God. Cleaning the land from defilements like sexual perversion, idolatry, blood, and broken covenants. Spiritual warfare and mental health. Ways Satan is attacking our children. Soul ties. Generational curses. We'll show you at least 25 demons named in the Bible and the territories the Bible says these demons are put in charge of. We'll cover how Satan uses fear to destroy our faith and strategies to overcome this. We're going to give you over 70 spiritual weapons and discuss many of these in great detail. We're going to talk about things that hinder our prayers, markers on the land in the Bible, and how the Bible teaches prayer plus action, not just prayer. Read James 2, 21, 22. We're talking about surviving tough times, getting through those times. We'll talk about Paul's thorn in the flesh and much more. Dr. Charlie is going to talk about our identity in spiritual warfare. Our self-perspective dictates our effectiveness in battle. God clearly defines our identity and our ability and our efficiency in Scripture. But it doesn't win battles until we own it. Dr. Charlie will present the truth of identity and refute every argument Christ followers accept to refuse battling like a son or a daughter in the kingdom. She'll challenge you to the point of discomfort and motivate you to a place of divine ownership and why your participation in spiritual battles really does matter. She'll prove to you why your prayers do get results. Finally, we'll give you a spiritual warfare charge that's patterned after the D-Day speech given before we invaded Normandy in World War II. We'll also plan to bring you perspectives from a former witch and a former atheist. Is this something you'd like to be a part of? Let me know. We'll offer not only the in-person, but also you could attend through live stream or get access to the recordings later if you're signed up to participate. Please email me at stevehemphill1@me.com, stevehemphill1@me.com, to be put on the waiting list for this. There'll be a limited number of seats. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to let us know you're interested in being part of our first spiritual warfare boot camp. Email me at stevehemphill1@me.com or contact us at active-faith.org. You might pray like this. Lord, if this is what you want for me, lead me to have a desire to go and pave the way before me to be able to go to the live sessions or watch the live stream recordings. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.